Indian Railways. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. This article is about the Rail Company of India. For further information, see Rail Transport in India. Indian Railways is the state-owned railway company of India. Indian Railways has a monopoly on the country's rail transport. It is also one of the largest and busiest rail networks in the world, transporting just under 5 billion passengers and almost 350 million tons of freight annually. IR is world's largest commercial or utility employer, with more than 1.6 million employees. The railways traverse through the length and the width of the country. The routes cover a total length of 63,940 kilometers. As of 2005, Indian Railway owns a total of 216,717 wagons, 39,936 coaches, and 7,339 locomotives, and run a total of 14,244 trains daily, including about 8,002 passenger trains. Railways were first introduced to India in 1853. By 1947, the year of India's independence, there were 42 rail systems. In 1951, the systems were nationalized as one unit, becoming one of the largest networks in the world. Indian Railways operates both long-distance and suburban rail systems. Section 1. History. Main article, History of Rail Transport in India. A plan for a rail system in India was first put forward in 1832, but no further steps were taken for more than a decade. In 1844, the Governor-General of India, Lord Hardinge, allowed private entrepreneurs to set up a rail system in India. Two new railway companies were created and the East India Company was asked to assist them. Interest from investors in the UK led to the rapid creation of a rail system over the next few years. The first train in India became operational on 22nd of December 1851 and was used for the hauling of construction material in Roorkee. A year and a half later, on 16th of April 1853, the first passenger train service was inaugurated between Boribandar, Bombay and Thana. Covering a distance of 34 kilometers, it formally heralded the birth of railways in India. The British government encouraged new railway companies backed by private investors under a scheme that would guarantee an annual return of 5% during the initial years of operation. Once established, the company would be transferred to the government, with the original company retaining operational control. The route mileage of this network was about 14,500 kilometers. By 1880, mostly radiating inward from the three major port cities of Bombay, Madras and Calcutta. By 1895, India had started building its own locomotives, and in 1896 sent engineers and locomotives to help build the Uganda Railway. Soon, various independent kingdoms built their own rail systems and the network spread to the regions that became the modern-day states of Assam, Rajasthan and Andhra Pradesh. A railway board was constituted in 1901, but decision-making powers was retained by the Viceroy, Lord Curzon. The railway board operated under the aegis of the Department of Commerce and Industry and had three members: a government railway official serving as chairman, a railway manager from England, and an agent of one of the company railways. For the first time in its history, the railways began to make a tidy profit. In 1907, almost all the rail companies were taken over by the government. The following year, the first electric locomotive appeared. With the arrival of the First World War, the railways were used to meet the needs of the British outside India. By the end of the First World War, the railways had suffered immensely and were in poor state. The government took over the management of the railways and removed the link between the financing of the railways and other governmental revenues in 1920, a practice that continues to date with a separate railway budget. The Second World War severely crippled the railways as trains were diverted to the Middle East and the railway workshops were converted into munitions workshops. At the time of independence in 1947, a large portion of the railways went to the then newly formed Pakistan. A total of 42 separate railway systems including 32 lines owned by the former Indian princely states, were amalgamated as a single unit, which was christened as the Indian Railways. The existing rail networks were abandoned in favor of zones in 1951, and a total of 6 zones came into being in 1952. As the economy of India improved, almost all railway production units were indigenized. By 1985, steam locomotives were phased out in favor of diesel and electric locomotives. The entire railway reservation system was streamlined with computerization in 1995. Section 2. Railway Zones. For administrative purposes, Indian Railways is divided into 16 zones. The Northern Railway, Northeastern Railway, Northeast Frontier Railway, Eastern Railway, Southeastern Railway, South Central Railway, Southern Railway, Central Railway, Western Railway, Southwestern Railway, Northwestern Railway, West Central Railway, North Central Railway, Southeast Central Railway, East Coast Railway, East Central Railway, and Konkan Railway. Konkan Railway is constituted as a separately incorporated railway with its headquarters at Belapur, although it is still comes under the control of the Railway Ministry and the Railway Board. The Calcutta Metro is owned and operated by Indian Railways, but is not a part of any of the zones. It is administratively considered to have the status of a zonal railway. Each zonal railway is made up of certain number of divisions, each having a divisional headquarter. There are a total of 67 divisions. Section 3. Passenger Services. Indian Railways operate 8,702 passenger trains and transports around 5 billion annually across 27 states and the 3 union territories. Sikkim is the only state not connected. The passenger division is the most preferred form of long-distance transport in most of the country. In South India and Northeast India, however, buses are the preferred mode of transport for medium to long-distance transport. A standard passenger train consists of 18 coaches, but some popular trains can have up to 24 coaches. Coaches are designed to accommodate anywhere from 18 to 72 passengers, but may actually accommodate many more during the holiday seasons and on busy routes. The coaches in use are vestibules, but some of these may be dummied on some trains for operational reasons. Freight trains use a large variety of wagons. Each coach has different accommodation class, the most popular being the sleeper class. Up to 9 of these type coaches are usually coupled. Air-conditioned coaches are also attached, and a standard train may have between 3 and 5 air-conditioned coaches. Overcrowding is the most widely faced problem with Indian Railways. In the holiday season or on long weekends, trains are usually packed more than their prescribed limit. Ticketless travel, which results in large losses for the Indian Railways, is also an additional problem faced. See also Accommodation Classes. Section 4. Suburban Rail. Many cities have their own dedicated suburban networks to cater to commuters. Currently, suburban networks operate in Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Delhi, Hyderabad, and Pune. Hyderabad and Pune do not have dedicated suburban tracks, but share the tracks with long-distance trains. New Delhi and Kolkata have their own metro networks, namely the New Delhi Metro and the Kolkata Metro, respectively. Suburban trains that handle commuter traffic are mostly electric multiple units. They usually have 9 coaches or sometimes 12 to handle rush hour traffic. One unit of an EMU train consists of 1 power car and 2 general coaches. Thus, a 9 coach EMU is made up of 3 units having 1 power car at each end and 1 at the middle. The rakes in Mumbai run on direct current, while those in elsewhere use alternating current. A standard coach is designed to accommodate 96 sitting passengers, but the actual number of passengers can easily double or triple with standees during rush hour. Mumbai's rail transport is jointly managed by the Central and Western Railways. It has 3 lines, one managed by the Western Railway and the other 2 managed by the Central Railway. The Kolkata Metro has the administrative status of a zonal railway, though it does not come under the 17 railway zones. Mumbai's Suburban Railway is the most densest route in the world. It is approximately a little more than 50,000 passengers per kilometer, transporting 6.5 million commuters daily. This has resulted in severe overloading in the trains, which carry 5,000 commuters per 9-car train, which are designed to carry less than a third of that amount. The density of passengers in peak hours is as high as 15 people per square meter. Section 5. Freight. Indian Railway carries a huge variety of goods ranging from mineral ores, agricultural produce, petroleum, milk, and vehicles. Ports and major urban areas have their own dedicated freight lines and yards. Many important freight stops have dedicated platforms and independent lines. Indian Railways makes 70% of its revenues and most of its profits from the freight sector, and uses these profits to cross-subsidize the loss-making passenger sector. However, competition from trucks, which offer cheaper rates, has seen a decrease in freight traffic in recent years. In the 1990s, Indian Railways has switched from small consignments to large container movement, which has helped speed up its operations. Most of its freight earnings come from such rakes carrying bulk goods such as coal, cement, food grains, and iron ore. Indian Railways also transports vehicles over long distances. Trucks that carry goods to a particular location are hauled back by trains, saving the trucking company on the unnecessary fuel expenses. Refrigerated vans are also available in many areas. The green van is a special type used to transport fresh food and vegetables. Recently, Indian Railways introduced the special Container Rajdhani or CONRAJ for high-priority freight. The highest speed notched up for a freight train is 100 km per hour for a 4,700-ton load. Section 6. Notable trains and achievements. The Darjeeling Himalayan Railway, a narrow-gauge line with a steam locomotive, is classified as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The route starts at Siliguri in the plains in West Bengal and traverses tea gardens en route to Darjeeling, a hill station at an elevation of 2,134 meters. The highest station in this route is Ghum. The Nilgiri Mountain Railway in the Nilgiri Hills in southern India is also classified as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. It is also the only cog railway in India. The Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus, formerly Victoria Terminus Railway Station in Mumbai, is another World Heritage Site operated by Indian Railways. The Palace on Wheels is a specially designed train lugged by a steam engine for promoting tourism in Rajasthan. The Maharashtra government did try and introduce the Deccan Odyssey along the Konkan route, but it did not enjoy the same success as the Palace on Wheels. The Samjhota Express was a train that ran between India and Pakistan. However, hostilities between the two nations in 2001 saw the line being closed. It was reopened when the hostilities subsided in 2004. The Lifeline Express is a special train popularly known as Hospital on Wheels, which provides healthcare to the rural areas. This train has a compartment that serves as an operation room, a second one which serves as a storeroom, and an additional two that serve as patient ward. The train travels around the country, staying at a location for about 2 months before moving elsewhere. Among the famous locomotives, the Fairy Queen is the oldest running locomotive in the world today, though the distinction of the oldest surviving locomotive belongs to John Bull. Kharagpur Railway Station also has the distinction of being the world's longest railway platform at 1072 meters. The Ghum Station along the toy train route is the second highest railway station in the world to be reached by a steam locomotive. Indian Railways operates 7,566 locomotives, 37,840 coaching vehicles, and 2,22,147 freight wagons. There are a total of 6,853 stations, 300 yards, 2,300 goods sheds, 700 repair shops, and a total workforce of around 1.54 million. The shortest named station is Ib, and the longest is Sri Venkata Narasimha Raju Variyapeta. The Himsagar Express between Kanyakumari and Jammu Tawi has the longest run in terms of distance and time on Indian Railways network. It covers 3,745 kilometers in about 74 hours and 55 minutes. The Trivandrum Rajdhani travels non-stop between Vadodara and Kota, covering a distance of 528 kilometers in about 6.5 hours, and has the longest continuous run on the Indian Railways today. The Bhopal Shatabdi Express is the fastest train in India today, having a maximum speed of 140 km per hour on the Faridabad-Agra section. The fastest speed attained by any train is 184 km per hour in 2000 during test runs. This speed is much lower than fast trains in other parts of the world. One reason attributed for this difference is that the tracks are not suited for higher speeds. Section 7. Organizational Structure. Indian Railways is a publicly owned company controlled by the Government of India via the Ministry of Railways. The ministry is currently headed by Lalu Prasad Yadav, the Union Minister for Railways, and assisted by two Junior Minister of State for Railways, R. Velu and Naran Bhai J. Ratwa. Reporting to them is the Railway Board, which has 6 members and a chairman. Each of the 16 zones is headed by a General Manager who reports directly to the Railway Board. The zones are further divided into divisions under the control of divisional railway managers. The divisional officers of engineering, mechanical, electrical, signal and telecommunication, accounts, personnel, operating, commercial and safety branches report to the respective divisional managers and are in charge of operation and maintenance of assets. Further down the hierarchy tree are the station masters, who control individual stations and the train movement through the track territory under their station's administration. Apart from these zones, a number of public sector undertakings are under the administrative control of the Ministry of Railways. Some of these are Indian Railways Catering and Tourism Corporation, Konkan Railway Corporation, Indian Railway Finance Corporation, Center for Railway Information System, Mumbai Railway Cars Corporation, Railtel Corporation of India, Ritas Limited, Aircon International Limited. Section 8. Rail Budget and Finances. The railway budget deals with the induction and improvement of existing trains and routes, the modernization, and most importantly, the tariff for freight and passenger travel. The parliament discusses the policies and allocations proposed in the budget. The budget needs to be passed by a simple majority in the Lok Sabha. The comments of the Rajya Sabha are non-binding. Indian Railways are subject to same audit control as the government revenue and expenditures. The dividends from the railways accrue to the state, and the subsidies and losses are also borne by it. As per the Separation Convention 1924, the railway budget is presented to the Parliament by the Union Railway Minister 2 days prior to the general budget, usually around 26th of February. Though the railway budget is separately presented to the Parliament, the figures relating to the receipt and expenditure of the railways are also shown in the general budget, since they are a part and parcel of the total receipts and expenditure of the Government of India. This document serves as a balance sheet of operations to the railways during the previous year and lists out plans for expansion for the current year. The formation of policy and overall control of the railways is vested in Railway Board, comprising the Chairman, Financial Commissioner and other functional members for traffic, engineering, mechanical, electrical and staff matters. As per the 2006 budget, Indian Railways earned ₹54,600 crores. Freight earnings increased by 10% from ₹30,450 crores in the previous year. Passenger earnings, other coaching earnings and sundry other earnings increased by 7%, 19% and 56% respectively over previous year. Its year-end fund balance is expected to stand at ₹11,280 crore. Around 20% of the passenger revenues is earned from the upper class segments of the passenger segment, that is, the air-conditioned class. The overall passenger traffic grew 7.5% in the previous year. In the first 2 months of India's fiscal year 2005-2006, the railways registered a 10% growth in passenger traffic and a 12% in passenger earnings. A new concern faced by Indian Railways is competition from low-cost airlines that has recently made its debut in India. In a cost-cutting move, the railways plan to minimize unwarranted cessations and scrap unpopular routes. Section 9. Current Problems. The main problem plaguing the railways is the high accident rate, which stands at about 300 a year. Although accidents such as derailment and collisions are less common in recent times, many are run over by trains, especially in crowded areas. Indian Railways have accepted that given the size of the operations, eliminating accident is an unrealistic target, and at best they can only minimize the accident rate. Human error is the primary cause at 83%, blamed for mishaps. The Konkan Railway route suffers from landslides in the monsoon season, which has caused fatal accidents in the recent past. Contributing to the railway's problems are the antiquated communication, safety equipment, and signaling systems. Aging colonial-era bridges and century-old tracks also require regular maintenance and upgrading. Overcrowding is a big issue, with the general compartment often being packed beyond capacity. During the holiday season, reserve tickets have to be booked 2 months in advance to avoid generally static waiting list. During this season, the reserved compartments are swamped by many without a reserve ticket. Railway ticket prices are particularly affected by the fact that India in general is a price-sensitive market. As a public utility, the government subsidizes the price, as increasing ticket prices often translates into widespread discontent and mostly often political damage. This therefore imposes a strong constraint on the pace at which Indian Railways can expand or modernize itself. In many places, pedestrians, vehicles, or cyclists may cut across the tracks to save time, causing a safety hazard to the railways. Most railway land in India is not fenced or restricted in any way, allowing free trespass. In rural areas, cattle and other animals may stray onto the tracks, posing a much more serious safety hazard to fast-moving trains. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.